Welcome into the Branson Podcast Network, and this is our native advertising series where we take full advantage of connecting all of our surrounding counties and region to our businesses, both small and large. And in here on the network for this edition of Native Advertising Series, I am joined by Miss Rebecca Mallon. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Josh. I'm happy to be here.
It is good to have you in here. And Rebecca, again, when we talk about Native Advertising Series, our businesses, both small and large, it's a great opportunity that we have to connect both locals and visitors alike to our great businesses that make up this area. Talk to me about your business, Branson Steel Supply.
So Branson Steel Supply has been a locally owned business since its conception, with the original owners, George and Carol Baumgarten. Mm-hmm. My brother had an awesome opportunity to work with George directly and do his internship out of the welding class at Votech.
Very cool. Okay, so we know the vocational schools, Gibson Tech, and all that good stuff.
Yes.
I tell you what, you talk about entrepreneurs, enthusiasts, skilled labor, it brings out the very, very best.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So now, obviously, you know, going back and talking about George and Carol, 1995. So, man, that business itself got started while I was still in high school. This was like 2 years before I graduated, all the way up to 2017. And then, of course, Carol Baumgarten, Dave France, and that was Carol's son, they have carried it on all the way through 2021. So this has got a long, rich history behind it.
Yes, absolutely. And because of the relationship that Tyler had with George, he really wanted to continue his legacy and keep it family owned as Dave was ready to retire and move on. So
now I'm reading here, when it comes to Tyler, obviously it started with family. 15 years he was in hospitality management. So for him, you were in hospitality management. So that's, I look at that length of time, that's a big career switch.
Yeah, it was a huge change for me.
That's massive.
Yeah.
So now if I can ask, when it comes to that, I mean, really, what propelled you out of hospitality management? I mean, I imagine there was probably safety that you've been doing it for so long. What kind of drew you in overall?
You know, hospitality management really has been my passion. I mean, growing up in Branson and working in Branson, you know, it's really the natural place to go if you're mm-hmm. into customer service.
And it's dominant here in the area.
Yes. But when we had the opportunity to buy Branson Steel Supply, I was happy to jump in with my brother and manage the office and figure out all that comes with that. So
when it comes to, I look at the project management side, you look at bids for jobs, that is a lot to take on. So as far as the customer process and that connection, talk to me about all of your involvement, the day-to-day. What is a big part of your day there at Branson Steel?
I mean, I help customers from their first contact with us, whether it's through our website, via phone call into the office, and get them set up with an appointment for Tyler to come to their location to start preparing their estimates.
Okay.
And from there, I really handle all of the ordering of materials and pricing and that kind of stuff to just kind of back Tyler's knowledge. I can kind of help him on the back end.
That's pretty wild. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's way more in depth than I think anybody out there would even have the inkling to know or understand, unless they have the need for that particular services. Now, I get even more curious, because when it comes to the job, you mentioned materials. What kind of equipment do you use for mobile and in-shop welding? And can you explain to me the difference between the two?
Absolutely. So offering mobile welding, there's lots of local welders in town. Okay. That, and we all offer something unique. As far as Branson Steel goes, we specialize in railings, ornate railings, but also structural steel and installation for new builds. So we have all of the equipment as far as the welders, generators. We bring our own power. Anything that we could possibly need, we have everything on site and ready for you.
Wow.
Prepared. And then in shop, we can prefabricate as much as possible to make the install a little bit faster for everyone.
Okay. And so obviously you've got the skilled labor there, but the fact that you've got all the proper tools for job sites, I want to take it a little bit further. I want to ask this question, because then I think about personal stuff around the home, possible, but also, so how far does that go? I'm thinking about railings and stuff like that around my house. Can you do that? And then how big do you guys go?
Absolutely. So we have done anywhere from just a handrail, you know, maybe someone is getting a little bit older and they need that additional handrail getting into their house.
Okay.
We can do
ADA compliancy then.
Exactly. To hundreds of feet of railing, commercial or around your pool. We're very familiar with all of the requirements in Branson as far as making sure you're up to code and ready for that inspection.
Okay. Okay. Now, again, I kind of segged into my next question, I'm talking about the size of the projects that you offer as a small business out there somewhere. I want to start here first. When it comes to businesses around Branson, when we just drive down 76 or in any of our area counties, what jobs might we recognize that's got the Branson Steel name on it? Any familiar businesses that you can bring up that that we may not know Branson Steel is a part of?
Absolutely. The new Cheddar's out on the Strip.
Right on. Favorite of mine. Had lunch there not too long ago.
Yep. We did quite a bit of stuff for them from the original build, and including the structural steel.
That's amazing.
All the way into the railing around the outside.
That's
the building.
That is very cool. So the new Cheddar's that's up on Highway 76, it makes me wonder if Branson Steel will be involved possibly with the new Chick-fil-A that everybody's been hearing about. Possibly, right? I would imagine.
It's a possibility.
And so, again, the bulk steel contractors deliver to the job site as requested. I'm talking providing prefabricate, structural steel, beams, beam pockets, railings, handrails, exterior stairs, landing replacements, new builds. You guys really have got it all. There is not a thing out there that you don't do. That's pretty cool. Contractors can have confidence when they're requesting bids from you guys that you're going to get the job done, you're going to be thorough, and you're going to provide them everything that they need. So when a person is putting a bid together to be successful, obviously to really streamline the process, what can we do as a prospective contractor, a business, small or large, to make sure we're ready to go and have you everything that you need from us? What's part of that process?
Typically, going into a new commercial project, we request a copy of the plans.
Okay.
That way we can be fully prepared with all the materials on hand when you need them.
Okay.
We find a lot in working with new builds that things change on the daily.
Oh my gosh.
And so
I would imagine so from just a customer service prospect, I would imagine you get plans and you get schematics right at the beginning. What has been the most frequent change that you guys have had to deal with in a bid process for a business? Just to kind of put it in our minds and kind of frame it up. How many changes have you had to deal with a singular project, if you will?
You know, it depends on, I mean, how corporate is the project?
Yes, yes.
If it's a corporate, like Starbucks, for example, we did the railing at the Starbucks that's by CC's Pizza.
Yes.
They want it exactly to their plans because they want them all to be exactly the same.
Okay.
So, but where Cheddar's is, they are franchise owned. So
yes,
the owner has some input. Oh, well, we'd like it like this or like this.
Okay.
And so sometimes you put together a railing and they're like, eh. Maybe we could make some changes to that. Or,
okay,
you know, you work something up and they're like, yeah, I think it would be better this way or that way. And so we're happy to make those changes on the fly and make it work for the customer.
You just absolutely have to roll with it. And that is 100% the definition. Now, I know in my head where Branson Steel Supply is. But first things first, if somebody wants to start a bid process, whether they're an individual out there, a business, small or large, or a major contractor coming to the area that captures this podcast on the Branson Podcast Network. Most importantly, where do they find you locally? And can they find you online maybe to get educated and start a bid process through the web? Where do they find you?
Absolutely. In Kirbyville, we're just right off of E76.
Okay.
So as you kind of head toward Forsyth, we are right on that main road just before the Hilltop gas station, just to give you a landmark.
Easy to find. You guys are on the left out there on E76, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Very, very cool. I mean, it's easy to find, but that is that local part of it that I really appreciate it. Now, Rebecca, if I can ask as well, when it comes to Branson Steel Supply, not everybody is going to know the complete ins and outs of every business. That's why we put together this native advertising series on the Branson Podcast Network. For somebody that is just hearing about Branson Steel Supply for the very first time, what do you most want them to know about Branson Steel, hearing this for the first time and learning about it? What would you most want them to know about the business?
I think it's important for contractors to know that we are the only local supplier to have things on hand immediately to be able, if they have a change mid-project, whether we're already on the project or not, that we can get it together for them quickly.
Yeah.
Our welders are certified. And we also have a welding inspector that we can recommend if they ever need one for their job site on the fly for a inspection of any kind for the city.
Yeah.
And as far as local local people, you know, I mean, we can do anything from their railings. We've done beautiful, like, garden railings.
That's cool.
Yes. And also, we have art. So steel can
no
be
way.
Cut out into any, obviously, any shape. We have a machine that can cut anything out, custom monograms, custom signs, logos, all kinds of very unique items that we've been able to do for customers.
It makes me wonder if Jim Barber, the barbershop here at the station, got his barbershop sign done through you guys. It would make sense to me. Okay, that's a cool aspect. So it's more than just construction. Branson Steel also can get into enthusiast projects as well, and something special that you just can't get anywhere. They need to think outside of the box and give you guys a call.
Absolutely. We can make your project completely unique, tailor it to exactly what your aesthetic is, what you're looking for your business or for your home.
And one of the things I like, and let me know if you agree with me on this, because you talked about being local. That's special because, you know, the economy has shifted and changes over the years. In Branson now, it seems to me that we had the renaissance in the early 90s of all these businesses coming to Branson. And you guys were right there at the forefront of that when that was getting underway. And in years, it's kind of slowed down a little bit, but it's starting to pick back up. We've got more businesses coming out of the area, multi-million dollar projects coming here. And the fact that if you're a contractor coming to the area, you're new, you've never been to Branson before, or if you're a local small business getting started, local means a lot. And would it be agreeable to say that with Branson Steel, if they're working with you guys directly, knowing that you're local, you're not having to jump out of state, and you could be like five or six states away dealing with a supplier. I don't know. Local to me just screams that you can eliminate the middleman in most sense and get rid of the red tape, get rid of the barriers. Because for a contractor out there, I've heard that euphemism in anything, time is money. And the fact that you're local, you guys have a step up and a leg up on anybody else that's out there supplier-wise.
Absolutely. And we have the ability to make these heavy-duty items that a lot of contractors need immediately. And it would take a long time for them to get it from a supplier, even out of Springfield.
Oh, my gosh.
To have the material on hand. I mean, we bring material in almost direct from mill. We have our supplier is just one step under the mill
okay.
is where they get all of their items. So
yeah.
That also helps us get a great price for the customers.
And just because I have respect for business, small and large, I just kind of want to ask you some fun questions, kind of let people know kind of what the last couple of years have been like. Going back when the pandemic got underway, I mean, God, it had so many like economic impacts for our region, outside of the state, all over the world. Take me back in time a little bit. How did COVID impact Branson Steel? What did that do to you guys, and how did you adapt and overcome and hang in there?
So overall, I mean, 2020 itself, Tyler was still working for the previous owner during 2020.
Okay.
And there, you know, there's closures, not as much business because people weren't necessarily out building things,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So not all of those jobs were essential.
Oh, wow.
And so we, as a business, they weren't open as many hours, things like that. So coming in 2021, we just picked it up strong and we decided we're going to be open for all the hours.
Yep.
Open on Saturdays, help out the local farmers and people that work during the week that, you know, hobby weld on the side.
Uh-huh.
And it was a slow start, but the more we get our name out there, the more people are coming in, and it's just nice to have what they want right there on the shelf and they can just take it today.
Was it kind of a shock to the system when we got outside of the pandemic? For all intents and purposes, did you kind of get that shock of going, okay, the community's waking up again, people are needing bids and projects? Was that fun for you guys coming out on the other side and kind of seeing the pickup happen in real time?
Oh yeah, for sure. And especially like just coming into the steel world from hospitality,
yeah.
I'm like learning something new every day, and then also learning how to read plans, and you know, so I've just like walked into this whole new world. And then as we're coming out of the pandemic and building is happening and contractors mm-hmm. are calling, I mean, it was right into the fire for us. And
wow.
We did a lot of corporate at the end of 2021 that really like kind of sent it home for us at
well,
the end of the year.
And the cool thing is too, you guys, I mean, I go back again to 1990, 1991, you guys have firm roots in the community. You planted your feet and the work volume speaks for itself. And when we have trying times economically, that right there can do so much and can say so much because you've stood the test of time. You've proven yourself through your work. Another fun question for you, and especially for somebody out there that just wants to get into steel supply or they want to learn and get educated. Let me ask you, just going back to Tyler's story as well, If somebody out there wants to maybe, you know, get involved with Branson Steel Supply, or if they want to, you know, get educated and learn about the business or an apprenticeship, is that possible through Branson Steel? Somebody wants to join up with you guys and learn and get educated?
Absolutely. I've talked to some of the welding instructors at the local high schools.
Right on.
And let them know that they're seniors, because they do need to be like 17, 18, just for safety in the shop. But we're happy to have them come in for half a day and just observe or get their hands dirty, like see what it's really like day to day to work in
a welding shop.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like that, because, you know, it's the young business owners of tomorrow that are coming up through the ranks through the vocational schools. And that's what it's all about. There's a lot of trades out there. It's a rare thing. Some of them thriving, other trades, they kind of disappear with time. So this kind of stuff is very, very special. And it all starts on that educational level. They get hands on, they see it, they fall in love with it. And then the next name in steel or whatever it is born. That's very, very cool. One more fun question. I keep thinking of these because I'm enjoying the conversation with Ms. Rebecca. She's fun to talk to. Just thinking back, since you guys got started and you took it over and this business has had a great family legacy, off the top of your head, do you know what the biggest project you've done over the years is at the top of your list?
So over the years, I would say, I mean, they did the Bigfoot Tower.
No kidding.
Yes.
I rode that. That is awesome. Okay. Now that's huge. Can you kind of take me inside? I mean, what type of work went into that? I mean, I mean, you look at the structure itself. It is massive and you can see it from pretty much everywhere. That's pretty dang cool. What all went into that?
You know, it's kind of crazy to think about the amount of steel that goes into something like that.
My mind just kind of boggles thinking about it.
Yes. I mean, you're talking about, you know, base plates that are 2 inches thick and 2 feet by 2 feet big, you know, I mean, or bigger, you know, depending on where exactly it was going. And so being a part of that project and just watching Branson grow and being able to be a part of that for the community.
And knowing that it's yours.
And that knowing that we had a hand in it, you know,
that's so cool.
We're bringing people help. Bring people back to Branson.
Oh, and see, that's why it's fun. That's why I asked Rebecca, because when you go down 76, unless you ask the questions, you don't know the history of the building or the foundation or who is involved. But to know that it's a Branson Steel Supply product, I think that's pretty dang cool. So again, real quick before we close out, I've enjoyed the time. You've been awesome to talk to, and I love learning about Branson Steel. Where can folks find you? And a contractor out there, an individual, wants to make a call and start that bid process. Let's recap that real quick.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, you can find us locally at the shop there in Kirbyville off E76. We have a website, BransonSteel.com. So you can contact us there. You can see some of our work there.
Fantastic.
And of course, give us a call at 417-339-2693.
It'll give you a whole new meaning when you drive down 76 and you listen to this podcast and you know which ones they've had their products in. That makes it even cooler. Branson Steel Supply, Rebecca Mallon, a big part of the Branson Podcast Network Native Advertising Series, and you have just learned about Branson Steel Supply. Thank you very much.
Thank you.